Hi, I'm Richard Neely, president of the American Amateur Baseball Congress, parent of Connie Mack, the Connie Mack World Series, one of 12 World Series that the ABC puts on, and obviously the Connie Mack is our crown jewel. The history repeats itself every year. It is one of the top amateur tournaments in America, and thank goodness it's here in Farmington, New Mexico, and we're very happy that San Juan Regional has been a sponsor for almost 60 years. This will be the 60th anniversary here in Farmington. Some history maybe and trivia for those listening. Back in 1963, Farmington held the Babe Ruth World Series and also completed the new bleachers at then Ricketts Park on Fairgrounds Road. Interesting, when they were building those bleachers, we had companies like El Paso Natural Gas, Justice Supply, and the gentlemen that were running those companies were avid baseball fans. And as they would send their crews out to the various well sites during the day, they would kind of swing by Ricketts. And fortunately for Farmington and Ricketts Park, some of that drill pipe would fall off the truck. Justice Supply welders would grab it immediately and start welding. That's really and truly how Ricketts Park was built, all by volunteers. And today we have a top quality park here with the Connie Mack World Series. As I said, in 63, we had the Babe Ruth World Series. And then in 1964, some fabulous baseball fathers of Farmington decided to see if they could put on a regional tournament for the AABC. We were successful, held the regional Southwest Regional Tournament. And fortunately for Farmington, the attendance was greater at that event than it was at the World Series, which was currently being held in Springfield, Illinois. Next year at the AABC annual meeting, gentlemen from Farmington, there were six of them, arrived at the meeting, and there was a bid process to see if they could get that World Series, the Connie Mack World Series, moved to Farmington. Upon opening the bids, they were dead even. And creatively, one of the Farmington businessmen reached in his pocket, grabbed a dollar bill, threw it on the desk, and said, "We win. Thank you very much." That's a true thing of how the Connie Mack World Series came to Farmington. Back in the first years of the tournament, we're fortunate to have Frontier Airlines at that time flying into Farmington, and we'd have the bands, the Kelly Greens, meet the planes as the teams arrive, literally roll out a red carpet, and show them what Farmington was all about in the Connie Mack. So eight teams back at that time. We're now at 12 teams in the Connie Mack World Series. We could have 20 plus very easily. But a key thing to that is the foster parent program. Foster parent program was put in place approximately 35 years ago, maybe 40. I'm not quite for sure. And it's turned into be the backbone, the greatest thing that makes this tournament so successful. Farmington people, Aztec, all throughout the county, open their homes up to house these young men. They become parents. I mean, stories. Some of the gentlemen that are boys that have played the Connie Mack went on to make professionals. The Connie Mack World Series has produced just under 400 players that played in the Connie Mack in Farmington that made the Major League roster. That ties into the over 1,000 that have played the AABC baseball brand. But back to the foster parents. Some of the parents have been able to get a plane ticket, fly to New York, watch a ball game, be picked up by a limousine, go to dinner with that particular player, get on the plane and fly back home. There are some great benefits to being a foster parent besides just having a new adopted children in your home. Things that have changed for the Connie Mack, we now have four automatic bids, the two teams from a specific region, the past winner and the winner of the Don Mattingly World Series, and then we have eight qualifying events. Those qualifying events to get to Farmington goes anywhere from eight teams up to 130 teams. It's a very, very competitive road to get here. And once they're here, you've got the elite baseball tournament for amateur baseball right here in Farmington, New Mexico, the Connie Mack World Series. We are now on national TV. Our championship game is broadcast and then syndicated after that broadcast to approximately 114 million homes across the United States, Canada, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, showing everybody what Farmington, New Mexico is all about, the Connie Mack World Series. Well, I hope you've enjoyed a little bit of the trivia. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us at our national office that we moved here to Farmington some 15, 20 years ago now, because the national office of the ABC belongs right here in Farmington, and we're very proud to be here. And our main function, keep that County Mac in Farmington. Thank you again.